Hello. Today's podcast is about when someone mentions a relative of theirs as an outsider or an outcast. When you meet someone new and get to know that person, at some point your families will come up in conversation. A red flag you need to be aware of may suddenly show up when you begin to discuss families. The particular red flag I'm referring to is when someone refers to another person in their family as being the problem in the family, and they have no problem labeling this person based on that assumption. They may call them an outsider, an outcast, the black sheep, or even the problem child. The reason this is a red flag is because it shows the person discussing their relative this way is a part of an it's-us-against-them mentality. Clearly, that problem child is a huge problem within his or her own family. This is a sign of a person being scapegoated. And yes, scapegoating is a sign of an abusive family. I saw this in action when I first got involved with my husband. His family very much has an us-versus-them mentality. Those of us who joined the family were clearly the outsiders. The only ones welcomed into the inner sanctum were ones who came from a very wealthy family or did the bidding of this in-law family. Think of the Borg from Star Trek, The Next Generation. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. Those of us who weren't willing to assimilate into the family and focus all of our attention on them, aka the collective, were clearly outsiders and treated accordingly. The family in these situations acts as if they're good people burdened by this other person's terrible behavior, trouble causing, and even lack of worthiness to be a part of the precious family. This outsider, in short, is to blame for any and all problems within the family and a great source of embarrassment, which is the definition of a scapegoat in a narcissistic family. Treating people this way is a very common thing, not just with in-laws, but within biological families as well. It's happened to me, as well as many of my readers who I've spoken with. By scapegoating one person, this allows a group of people to avoid responsibility for problems within their group. Clearly, they did nothing wrong. It was that awful scapegoat who was to blame for all the ills in the family. By shifting all blame to the scapegoat, this also allows the group to maintain the image they wish to portray. The big, happy family, the perfect family, better than others, etc. Possibly the biggest advantage for those who scapegoat someone is by doing this, they're able to maintain their own denial. Denial that they've done anything wrong, denial their family is imperfect, denial that the toxic person in the family isn't really the toxic one. These are such incredibly unhealthy behaviors. Functional people don't blame innocent people. They accept responsibility for their behavior and expect others to do the same. Functional people also respect that everyone is an individual and don't get angry when someone believes, thinks, or even acts differently than them. There is one final thing you need to be aware of on this topic. Not every person who mentions someone in their family as an outsider is dysfunctional. You can tell the difference between a functional and dysfunctional person discussing the outsider in their family. A functional person doesn't speak of their family's outsider in a bad light. They think of the person in question as very different than the rest of the family, but they don't paint that person in a negative light. They may even admire the differences in that person. In any case, they have no problem with this outsider's differences. If someone you just met discusses an outsider in their family, pay attention to how they discuss this person. It can show you whether or not this is an emotionally healthy, functional person. Thank you for listening to my podcast.